Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnah's Arla, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Vav, and Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah's are being learned with Choser Shalom Zalman of Zagos Amar Zayit B'Chayit Chalatayim. They should be gebetched with us. Sachat Salchan Siat Nishmai, good health, Parnasa B'Shefan, Cult of Selo, and Bishchos Esabas Rachel, Shishi B'Zaychad of Hanzer Zivik Hagon, Bekar of Mamish. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we learned that the ratio of Bittel when we're dealing with Arla is 1 in 200. But now we're going to see an exception to that rule. The Mishnah tells us, Natiyah Shal Arla, Vishal Kilayah Karim, Shanis Arv Benatiyahs. We have a young tree which is Arla, where it has an Isra of Kilayim, and it got mixed up with a whole bunch of other young trees. So he has a field that has 500 trees. Are 500 grapevines, and one of these is either usher because of Kilayim or it's usher because of Arla, and he doesn't know which one it is. Hareza lo yilkat, he's not allowed to pick any of the fruit over here. However, if he did do so, yalab echnu masayim, it's bottle 1 in 200, ubavach lo yischavin lokat, as long as he doesn't have kavana to pick them, he can't have intention, I'm going to pick these, and now there's going to be betel. Now, why is that? Why can't he just pick all these fruits? He has 500 trees over here, and if he picks one fruit from each tree, so he definitely has betel, and the answer is because there's a concept called ein mevatlan isra l'chatchila. Let's say meat fell into milk, and there isn't enough of a ratio to say that it's batal. He can't just add more milk until the desired ratio is reached. That's ein mevatlan isra l'chatchila. If there happens to be the proper ratio, so great, you came out on top. But if not, you can't just take more milk from the bottle and pour it in. So it's the same thing over here. Picking the fruit is being mevatal at l'chatchila. And the reason why it's not batal automatically, even before you pick it, even though there's more than 200 to the isser, that's because something attached to the ground is called a davar chashuv, and that doesn't follow the regular rules of betel. However, Rabbi Yossi argues, and he says, afis chavin lokat v'yal b'echad u'masayim. He could even have kavana to pick these fruits, and there's bittel 1 in 200. The reason why he allows this is because he holds that the Chachamim only said ein mevatlan isra l'chatchila in common cases. This isn't a common case, so there's no isra in picking these fruits. And moving on to Mishnah Zayin, now we're going to talk about other parts of the tree that may or may not be usur because of arla. Obviously, the fruits are usur, but what about the leaves and other parts? So the Mishnah says, ha'alim, leaves, ba'lulavim, and shoots, umegafanim, and water that comes from the vine. What's water that comes from the vine? That's when you cut a branch off the vine, and some liquid oozes out. That's called megafanim, vasmadar, and the young buds, mutarim ba'arla u'brevayu b'nazir. They're all mutar because of arla revayu nazir. So it means if these leaves, shoots, water, buds came from a tree which has arla, there is no issue, you're allowed to eat them. That's because they're not considered fruit. They might be edible, but they're not fruit, so they're not also because of arla. Now what about revai? So we already know revai is the fourth year's fruits. If we're talking about netar revai, that's the fourth year's fruits of a regular tree. If we're talking about karen revai, that's fourth year's fruits coming from a grapevine. And these fourth year fruits need to be brought up through Yerushalayim and eaten over there, just like Maaser Sheni. When we're dealing with leaves, shoots, water, or buds, they do not need to be brought up. And lastly, the Mishnah had mentioned Nazir. A Nazir is not allowed to eat anything that comes from a vine. He's not allowed to eat grapes or grape skins or grape seeds. However, he is allowed to eat leaves, shoots, water, and buds. That's because it's not considered a fruit. However, the Mishnah says, Asur and Bashera, they're all Asur when it comes to an Asherah tree. An Asherah tree is a tree that was served as a Vaidazara, and the Pasuk tells us that the entire tree has to be destroyed. It's not just the fruit, the whole tree has to be destroyed. So that means even the leaves, shoots, water, and buds. However, now the Mishnah tells us Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says, Hasmadar Asur. The buds are aser, mibnei shu pri. He considers the buds a pri, and we're actually going to see Rabbi Yossi l'shitasai in the last Mishnah in this parak. And now we're going to move on, we're going to talk about cheese a little bit. Now, in order to make cheese, the milk needs to be curdled, and this is accomplished by adding an agent of sorts. Now, sap from a tree is among the things that can be used for this. So Rabbi Yezra tells us, hamamid b'sraf ha'arla, aser. If a person curdles milk with sap that came from an arla tree, that curdled milk or that cheese is aser. That's because Rabbi Yezra holds that sap is considered fruit. Now, in Rabbi Shua says, shamati. I heard explicitly, Shahamamad Bisrafa Alim, if someone curdles milk with sap that came from the leaves, or Bisrafa Ikarim, with sap that came from the roots, mutter, it is permitted. It came from a place on the tree, that place on the tree isn't considered a fruit, the leaves or the roots aren't considered fruit, so therefore the sap isn't considered fruit either. However, Bisrafa Pagim, if he curdles the milk with sap that came from unripe fruits, usser, so then that milk is usser, Bibinay Shem Pri, because these unripe fruits are considered a fruit. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and Tess. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.